You're listening to the Findlay Quality Network.
Hey, doesn't Lex usually do these?
Welcome back to the Incomparable Radio Theater as we continue the adventures of Slim Skinner and the Cowhands of the Range, performed live at the Ohio Theater here in Madison, Indiana. Once again, at some point during this act, our computer fell asleep. See if you can figure out when it happened. Speaking of live shows, we have another one coming up at the end of September, Friday, September 26th, to be exact. It's a little something we call Viva Aloha. Do you like Elvis? Do you listen to Magnum Podcast? This might be the show for you. I'm talking to you, Phil. If you're within the sound of my voice, say, Bloomington or Indianapolis, Indiana, Dayton or Cincinnati, Ohio, Louisville or Lexington, Kentucky, heck, even Chicago, come on down and see the show. You can enjoy the Madison Chautauqua Festival of Art while you're here. We'll even have Madison's own Pacalana's Poke Wagon parked out front in case you get a craving for a taste of the islands. You can even get chock full of coffee. Yes, actual chock full of coffee. But for now, let's get on with the show.
We could go on, but you already know the name of the show. So that's how Slim Skinner was born.
By the time 1943 rolled around, Slim and Charlie were on the radio, as well as the silver screen. Perhaps some of you remember their show.
That's right, it's time once again to mosey on down to the Syncopation Ranch with Slim Skinner, Casper the Harmony Horse, and the Cowhands of the Range. Tonight's episode, World of the Lost.
Hey, guys, what do you say we rehearse for the big charity show this weekend?
What song are you going to do, Slim?
Why not the one that gave our ranch its name?
Riding on the range, step to the rhythm. Riding on the range, step to the rhythm. Riding on the range, step to the rhythm tonight. When you're out on the range and you can't run, just a couple of beats without singing a song. Couple of beats down the melody trail, you'll be singing in the swinging in the saddle of cow, and you'll be harmonizing with them on the Syncopation Ranch. A little bit allegro and adagio too, con brio on the reel with a counterpoint. You can pluck a pizzicato if you got the nerve, and sing an obbligato if you gotta be heard. And it's a fascinating rhythm on the Syncopation Ranch.
Take it, Mike.
A little lady had a little bit of nothing to do. She tried to learn a yodel from a yodel who had a bottle and a lot of little boogaloo's butter. To his knees, but anecdotally, she totally could grow to be a yodel too.
Hey, how about you?
Woo!
ladies and gentlemen, the cowhands of the range, Vernon Ford, Floyd Knobs, Dev Chores, and Gary.
Gary?
Yeah, Gary.
And just Gary?
He was ahead of his time.
Whoa, Susudio, whoa.
Marshal Will Holly, as I live and breathe, what brings you out to the syncopation ranch?
I'd like to say it was the sound of the band, Charlie. I could hear you guys clear down the old mine shaft. You sounded great.
You'd like to say that, but I'm guessing that wasn't it.
That wasn't it, ma'am.
Ma'am?
Just being polite.
Please.
So you were down by the old mine shaft then?
That's right, Slim. I was on a routine expedition, and I felt a tremor in the earth. But that wasn't the strange part.
There's a strange part.
There's always a strange part.
I heard the strangest noises coming from the mine shaft.
What kind of noises?
Hard to describe, Slim. They sounded like cries and screeches, but not like any animal I've ever heard before.
I guess we'd better go check them out, fellas.
Casper! Easy boy. That's a good boy. All right, Will. Let's ride.
How are you cowhands doing?
Bloom tuckered, Miss Russell.
Don't let our sunny demeanor fool you. We're beat. Run down.
Ready to call it a day?
Why, Gary, it's only 9 in the morning.
Yep, it's a day, all right.
Have you guys considered a fresh pot of coffee?
Awful considerate, ma'am. My cardiologist tells me I need to watch my caffeine intake.
What is it with all the ma'am all of a sudden?
I have to admit, I could go for a nice cold brew Americano with some nitro coconut foam on top.
How about a round of chock full of coffee, boys?
Chock full of coffee? What's that?
Why, that's the coffee with the extra special secret ingredient. More coffee.
New York coffee?
That's right. The mountain-rich, fresh-packed, freeze-dried beans they harvest for chock-full of coffee go through a special process they call caffeine naturalization. This infuses every bean with the strength and purity of 10 beans.
Say, that sure is some coffee, Miss Russell.
That's not some coffee, Vernon. That's all the coffee.
What do you say, fellas? Let's show these folks how a cowboy starts his day.
Yee-haw!
Up in the morning at the break of day, you'll hear a big-bearded cowboy at the chuck wagon say, "Gather up, boys, the coffee's hot on the fire. There's a fully of Brandon, we're heating the irons. I want to smell that scorched hair and burning hide. The horses have grain, you know they're ready to ride. Roll up your bedrolls and jump in your boots. Daylight is a wasted, boys, it's out of the chute. Come on and ride, cowboy, ride. Roll up your rieras and pour your sombrero down tight. We're gonna ride, ride, ride where the trail will wind. You better drive, 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 or we'll leave you behind. Come on and ride, 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 cowboy, ride. It's a beautiful morning and you've had a good rest. You ropers get ready to be at your best. You're saddling ponies and tying cinch. Pull on your brakes and take your hat up the fence. We'll get the cattle to market, and after they're sold, you can all let your hair down, get lazy or bold. Ride into town and find a lady or two to take you by the arms and shake the dust off your boots. Come on and ride, cowboy, ride. Roll up your riatas and pull your sombrero down tight. We're gonna ride, ride, ride where the trail will wind. You better drive, 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 or we'll leave you behind. Come on and ride, 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 ride.
Meanwhile, back at the shaft,
shut your mouth.
I'm just talking about... No, just... Never mind.
It was right about here, Slim. Just this unholy screeching.
Unholy?
Yep.
You never said anything about unholy.
I just meant loud.
When you mean loud, you should just say loud.
Loud. Got it.
What?
Well, it was kind of, I don't know, blood-curdling, too.
Blood-curdling?
Like some primordial creature whose cry hasn't been heard in a millennium.
Oh, one of those, huh? So, not a wildcat, then.
I mean, it could have been.
All right.
Like, maybe a really big wildcat.
Okay.
An old wildcat.
So, a loud one.
Sure, sure, loud.
Will, get a grip. I'm sure it's nothing serious. Let's go take a look.
The two men entered the abandoned mine shaft, but after a few steps, the floor collapsed beneath them, and they began to tumble down and down and down.
Hey, Slim, you okay?
Been better, Will.
What is this place? How is there a jungle in the bottom of a mine shaft?
I mean,
sunlight. And look, bright green sky. Green? That's more a chartreuse, if you ask me. Hey, how is there sky at all down here?
And two different suns?
I don't think we're in Wyoming anymore.
You can say that again.
I don't think we're in Wyoming anymore.
I put myself in for that, didn't I?
Gosh, Slim, what do you think happened? Where are we, anyway?
Judging from the sky and the sun and these enormous footprints, we might well have fallen through a portal to another world.
Another what, man?
Another world. Possibly a lost world. One might call it a world of the lost.
Slim, what was that? I'd say it's probably whatever made this giant footprint.
Can Slim and Marshall Will escape from the lost world and find their way home? Tune in again next time when we hear Marshall Will Holly say...
Slim, look out! Here they come, tumbling down!
What is it, Will?
Tumbling pterodons!
That's on the next exciting adventure of Slim Skinner, here on the Syncopation Ranch on the Mutual Admiration Network.
Before you and the wind be at your back, may the sun shine down upon your journey home. Wherever you may wander, wherever you may roam, I wish you well until we meet again. When darkness all around you, all surrounding you with woe, well, I cherish you and want you all to know. Wherever you meander, wherever you may go, I wish you well until we meet again. Riding down the canyon, just to watch the sun go down, and if we get separated, no need to back it down. May your life be full of laughter, and your pocket full of gold. May your heart be filled with all the joy and love one heart can hold. Wherever you may wander, whatever you may tell, I wish you well until we meet again. Friends, I wish you well until we meet again.
By this point in the story, Slim had done 20 movies, and Charlie had co-starred in almost every one of them. She'd written almost every song Slim was known for. In some ways, she was as much Slim Skinner as Will O'Neill was.
But the producers didn't see it that way. This was the early 1940s, when a Western hero was a man's man, footloose and fancy free, and that was that.
That might explain the shirts.
Well,
What do you mean you want to put her name in the title?
Exactly that. If it weren't for Charlie, we wouldn't have songs like Until We Meet Again or Syncopation Ranch. You know, the signature songs.
That's all well and good, but...
But nothing, JB. It should be The Adventures of Slim Skinner, Charlie Russell, and the Cowhands of the Ring.
No way. Out of the question.
What's wrong with it? The horse is in the title, and it's not even the same horse every time.
Hogwash.
And when it's the radio show, it's not even a real horse.
I am not discussing this.
We're discussing it right now.
Don't you understand? We can't have Slim Skinner tied down to one woman. How would anyone be able to fantasize then?
Oh, brother.
Women don't listen for adventure and danger. They want to imagine romance and matrimony and all that jazz.
I'd like some adventure, please.
You said it, sister. We can do it.
They can't hear you, you know.
I know, I know. Glass ceiling, whatever. When a woman runs the show, there'll be some changes made.
No, guys, that song's not in the show.
No. Now that we've settled that...
We haven't settled anything.
We're going to make a couple of films this month.
I'll let Charlie know. What are the titles? She'll get to work on the songs.
Well, we've got some songs lined up already, among other things. Any hoodle, we'll make these films and then get ready for a whistle-stop tour.
A what now?
Railroad, my boy. We're going to send you around the country with your new co-star.
New co-star? Oh, no, I don't think so.
Whistle-stop tour? I guess they do need rails.
Who knew?
He did. He wrote the show.
Guys.
What
guys.
About Charlie?
Slim, I'd like you to meet Miss Ava De Valera.
Pleased to make your acquaintance.
Is that some kind of metaphor?
No, it's a double entendre.
No, it isn't.
Sure it is. It's Frenchish. Just means something that means the same thing in two different languages.
That's not... what double entendre means.
I'll see you in the sleeper car, big boy.
Not if I can help it.
Isn't she dreamy?
Well, JB had them make two films together, Canyon Arrow Cavalcade and Belle of the Ball, and then they went on tour.
They didn't even use any of the signature songs. Slim was still Slim, but even the band was different.
Hey now, what's all this about playing with the 12-bar Blue Boys?
And I heard one of those films, they brought in the West Coast Light Crust Doughboys.
Not to be confused with the Great Lakes Light Crust Doughboys. It was a whole thing back then.
What's the deal, Slim? You already have a band.
I know, boys, but they've got me in this contract.
I guess they want other bands to fantasize about playing with you, too.
Very funny.
Well, he made the films and he went on that tour. But Slim's heart wasn't in it. Eva, on the other hand...
Is that supposed to be a double entendre?
Yes.
No!
Just the start of my story. Here is what I wanted to say. I used to put my heart and soul in my dancing to keep that wolf from the door. Now I'm a lady, don't have to dance no more. I'd flirt with handsome men, ask them no questions. I met the best and the worst. Yay. Now I'm a lady, I see their pedigrees first. Let me
say there was many a boyfriend that knew me when, but today they're the guys in the army of my forgotten men. I used to play around without any conscience, broke hearts left and right. Now I'm a lady, I've learned to be more polite. Every time I look in the mirror, all these lines in my face getting clearer. The past is gone, it went by like dusk to dawn. Isn't that the way? Everybody's got their dues in life to pay. I've made my plan. Hi-yo, love is dealing me aces. I've got my man. Now step by step I hit the top of the ladder. It was a dangerous climb. Now I'm a lady, come up and see me sometime. Come up and see me
supposed to follow that. I just... but despite her talent, she was unsuccessful in swaying him, whether in English or Frenchish.
Nonetheless, Charlie was not thrilled at this turn of events.
I most certainly was not.
And when Slim came back from that whistle stop tour, Charlie was nowhere to be found. It was as if she had vanished into thin air.
Oh. has cast a blue reflection in the dew. So the wind, while on its way, seems to cry and sigh and say,
Will Slim ever find Charlie?
Will Charlie come back to Slim?
Will someone get me a tall cup of chock full of coffee?
All these questions and more will be answered in Act Two just 10 minutes from now on the incomparable Radio Theater.
Listening to the Incomparable Radio Theater Live, featuring Gregory Maupin, Abigail Bailey Maupin, Jeff Brodigam, Stephanie Hellman, and the music of Suede Saddle. We performed live at the Ohio Theater in the heart of downtown Madison, Indiana, with generous support from the Jefferson County Board of Tourism, the Ohio Theater, and listeners like you.